With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. At Prescott High School, transition time between both winter and spring sports continues as the Prescott dance team just won a double regional championship and forensics also continues to wrap up their 2020-21 campaign. But we've also started those coaches' contact days for spring sports and the first official practices are just around the corner. Prescott High School Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports as we hit this transition time, and there's definitely excitement in the air.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, as you hit mid-March here and, you know, looking at some seasons that we have still carrying over from the winter and then, you know, new beginnings here that we have rolling into spring, definitely a lot going on. And from the school perspective, you know, we're getting students back in here. We had our freshmen and seniors come back a couple weeks ago and then our juniors this week and our sophomores rolling in next week before spring break. So a lot more people around here, a lot more smiles and energy. So, yeah, things have been going well and we're definitely thrilled about the opportunity to have everyone back and move forward positively and collectively.
Even though it's been in a virtual format this year, it's sure been nice for the Prescott dance team to still be able to compete. And Smith talks about a few of the differences that go along with virtual dance routines.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is the opportunity that the virtual aspect gives everyone, that it lays out in the middle of a pandemic, not be able to get together and pack the gym or, you know, the lacrosse center with everyone and the fans, which would be, you know, great. And that's what we hope to get to next year, get back to that, which we know and we appreciate. But this year with the virtual aspect for like dances, you still have to qualify for state and then you're able to send in your routine and then the judges, as they would in person, can go through and, you know, look at, okay, here's what we have for our state participants and here's what we have for the qualifiers and then rank them accordingly. So it's still a great opportunity. Is it different? Yes. But it's something that, you know, definitely having the technology and that opportunity that we're just thrilled to be able to look at, you know, to still have that chance to be named state champs. So looking forward to that. I know the girls are thrilled to have that opportunity. I know Coach Marks is, but it is a little different. And, you know, the planning's a little bit different, making sure that, you know, everything is working and everything's clicking. But we're just looking forward to that and see what shakes out. And then, you know, as we come into late April, find out kind of what shakes out at the state level.
Forensics is an activity that we're not too familiar with in the Minnesota sports world, but it's definitely been an activity in Wisconsin that has really taken hold. Smith on the Prescott Forensics team as they also complete their season.
Yeah, they've been going strong since November. They first met and then started up practices right away. December 1, they hit the ground running. And so, yeah, they've been at it for a while here, mostly all virtual competitions. They record themselves that they share their videos then, and the judges go through and select who the winner is. And there's different associations that you can be a part of. Some are you're more competing against yourself. Some are against other contestants where they rank you out. So a little variety with that. And looking to advance to the state tournament, which will also be virtual. They're excited about that. They've been working hard. They've been putting in the practice time and whatnot. So the forensics, you know, anyone out there that, you know, has a love of speaking or wants to improve in speaking, it's not always something that you're good at, but I think it's a great tool for people to utilize in this day and age. And, you know, you hear people, oh, I don't want to take a speech class. I'm afraid to speak in front of people. Forensics, definitely, that's the strength of it there, is you continue to work on that. You practice and the growth that they show throughout the year is tremendous. And that's one thing that anyone who's ever done forensics had a great opportunity and definitely became a better public speaker. So putting a plug in there for anyone interested, you know, working with Coach Bonholz and Coach Jadarski, they do a tremendous job and very proud of our forensics team and wish them the best of luck here as they head into postseason.
And it doesn't matter if you're in Wisconsin or Minnesota. Both states had their 2020 spring seasons taken from them. But this year, so far, 2021 is a go this spring. And in Wisconsin, they'll officially get going later in April as their spring will go a little deeper into June. But the excitement at Prescott High School right now is through the roof.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, as the weather warms up here, and we've been fortunate, knock on wood, that, you know, we've had some days in the 60s and the forecast has us in the 50s here from here on out. To have this ready to go after losing last spring for that opportunity for activities, kids are biting at the bit. Coaches are biting at the bit. Everyone's excited to get rolling. I know I definitely am. And so we're very thrilled here. A month from now, we'll be starting our official practices. You know, right now we have some contact days, open gyms going on and whatnot. Just balls getting thrown around, golf balls getting hacked, bats getting swung, batons getting transferred. We're excited about the opportunities that we have here this spring. And coaches have done an outstanding job of preparing our athletes, whether it's in the weight room or just the mental approach of staying positive and whatnot. We're thrilled to get going here. We got a full slate of events planned here for the spring, and you know, knock on wood, Mother Nature and everyone's able to stay healthy, that we can get our seasons in. But we're very fortunate and optimistic that we're going to be able to do that.
As many listeners have also noticed, we've went ahead with our KDWA broadcast schedule and released our first draft of the spring sports season at KDWA.com. And that partially has to do with the fact that Smith feels that the schedules are pretty well ready for the 2021 spring season.
Yeah, I'd say schedules-wise, we're probably around 90% in terms of varsity set. We'll add probably a couple non-conference when we can during some open dates. And then you got to see what the weather does early, if we're able to reschedule or plug in some games there. But yeah, we're close to a full schedule. Track, they're going to a little bit different scheduling aspect this year. Instead of like 8-team meets, there might be a couple of those. But with COVID, it's mostly 4-team meets in the conference that we have, just for to keep people properly distanced and not get too big of events there. But yeah, we're definitely looking at finding some different games and competitions that we can do. The lower levels in terms of JV and C team, we're looking to see what our numbers shake out to be. And then amongst the middle border conference, to maybe find some other dates or play some double headers, just to make sure we get, you know, an adequate amount of competitions for everyone at that level also. But, you know, we're in talks about what we can do in terms of safe guidelines and whatnot. But our hope is with outdoor activities to allow fans both home and away, you know, obviously social distancing and whatnot, and even looking at things like concession stands. Something about the smell of brats getting grilled in the air at a ball game, that we're definitely wanting to have that opportunity here for our fans and everyone involved here this spring. So, you know, those plans are in the works here. As we hit April, you know, probably start ironing out the details, seeing where we're at, and making sure everyone's staying safe and healthy. But like I said, we're as excited about the spring as I know everyone is, and you know, we want to get to where we were after a lost season last spring, but just to make sure that we're doing it in a safe manner, taking care of what we need to, and you know, moving forward there collectively.
One thing about the later start in April is that all of the grounds, whether it be softball fields, baseball fields, or the track and field, will be ready to go when the teams are set for their first practices, let alone competitions.
Yeah, that's the hope, definitely. You know, looking at, yeah, we're fortunate to get that early weather here and a couple rains and then some sun and some wind. Yeah, getting that frost out, and once we can get on the fields, I think we'll be okay. But like you said, you don't want to get on them too early, and that's detrimental, and you set yourself back a couple weeks. But finding that happy medium of they're dry enough to get on, maybe, you know, turn over the top lime a little bit, let it dry a little bit more thoroughly, and then go from there, and then hopefully avoid, you know, any big rains here or the end of March, early April snowstorm that we tend to get once in a while, that, you know, we can get out there and get some contact days on the fields.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.